Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the ever-evolving landscape of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin experienced a notable dip on April 26, 2024, falling by 2.13% to trade at $62,979. This movement was primarily influenced by the latest U.S. inflation numbers and ongoing geopolitical tensions, casting a shadow over the digital currency market. However, the recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in the United States has injected a fresh wave of optimism, propelling demand, and setting the stage for potential new highs in the cryptocurrency's value. Cryptocurrency strategist Immortal is looking beyond the immediate fluctuations, predicting a golden era for Bitcoin. With a bullish outlook, he forecasts a rally that could see Bitcoin reaching $76,000 in the near term and possibly soaring to between $120,000 and $140,000. Immortal's enthusiasm doesn't stop at Bitcoin. He's also bullish on crypto projects that aim to tokenize real-world assets, predicting significant growth in this subsector in the latter half of 2024. This optimism is echoed by a report from Chainalysis, which signals the end of the cryptocurrency winter. The report highlights a notable increase in transfer activity, with stablecoins and decentralized finance, DeFi, playing pivotal roles in the market's revival. Meanwhile, Ethereum has also seen a surge, climbing 6% to over $3,300, with its transaction fees hitting a six-month low, thanks to the DenCun upgrade and a quieter crypto market. Despite these positive developments, the cryptocurrency market remains fraught with volatility. Economic uncertainty and potential shifts in monetary policy call for caution, especially among investors with leveraged positions in Ethereum. Moreover, the landscape continues to evolve with the emergence of new cryptocurrencies like StoryFire, MegaDice, Damar, and SuperWalk, each integrating different aspects of blockchain technology to innovate within the realms of SocialFi, GameFi, DeFi, and more. As the crypto market navigates through these turbulent and promising times, the recent record inflow of investments into digital assets, exceeding $13.8 billion, underscores a growing confidence among investors. This, coupled with the proposed ban on Bitcoin mining in Paraguay, paints a complex picture of challenges and opportunities in the world of cryptocurrency. In the bustling world of cryptocurrency, a new player, Blockdag, has quickly become the talk of the town with its recent pre-sale raising an impressive $30 million, setting its sights on a monumental $600 million fundraising goal by year 2024. This ambitious target is underpinned by the platform's innovative use of hybrid blockchain and directed acyclic graph, DAG, technology, marking it as a beacon for investors looking for significant growth opportunities in the crypto space. Blockdag's approach combines the best of blockchain's secure, decentralized transactions with DAG's high scalability and speed, positioning it as a standout investment. The potential for a staggering 30,000x return on investment has further solidified its appeal among the crypto community. While the crypto market is crowded with contenders like Dogiverse, Slathana, 99 Bitcoins Token, and others, Blockdag differentiates itself with a strong commitment to integrating cutting-edge technologies and a focus on sustainability. This strategic positioning not only sets it apart from the competition, but also earmarks it as the top cryptocurrency for investors to watch. As Blockdag forges ahead, it's clear that its pre-sale success is just the beginning. With the promise of substantial returns and a sustainable, technology-forward approach, Blockdag is making waves as the prime cryptocurrency investment on the market today. Investors interested in the pre-sale can find more information on Blockdag's website. However, as with any investment, potential backers are advised to conduct thorough research and consult with financial experts before diving into the cryptocurrency market. In the evolving landscape of cryptocurrency investments, Franklin Templeton has taken a significant step by listing a new Ethereum spot, ETF, named EZET, on the DTCC platform. This move is a clear indication of the company's preparation for a potential launch, sparking discussions about the future of Ethereum ETFs in the United States. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, however, has yet to give its final nod. The decision, originally anticipated earlier, has been pushed to June 11th. This delay stems from the SEC's ongoing concerns, particularly those voiced by Chair Gary Gensler, regarding the crypto market's susceptibility to manipulation and his overall critical view on cryptocurrencies. These factors have led to a cautious approach towards approving Ethereum ETFs, leaving the market in a state of anticipation. The reaction from the crypto market has been notably restrained. Ether's price, which could have surged on the news of an ETF listing, has instead experienced modest growth. This reflects the broader sentiment of caution among investors, wary of a potential regulatory setback. Despite this, stakeholders within the industry are not sitting idle. They are actively preparing to submit additional documentation to the SEC, aiming to address the regulatory concerns and keep the dialogue moving forward. Amidst these deliberations, Ethereum's market performance has been lukewarm, especially in the aftermath of Bitcoin's fourth halving event. Currently trading at around $3,100, Ethereum's price trajectory seems to have plateaued, underscoring the broader market's wait-and-see approach towards regulatory developments. This situation underscores the importance for investors to not only stay informed, but also to seek out professional financial advice and conduct thorough research before making any investment decisions in the volatile world of cryptocurrency. In a move that would forever shape the trajectory of digital currency, Satoshi Nakamoto, the enigmatic creator of Bitcoin, sent a final email in April 2011, stepping away from the project and entrusting its future to the community. This pivotal moment not only marked the end of Nakamoto's direct involvement, but also began the transformation of Bitcoin into a community-owned asset, a principle that remains at its core today. Nakamoto's last communication expressed a clear desire not to be seen as a mysterious figure, a sentiment that contrasts sharply with the intense speculation and mystery that still surrounds their true identity. Despite this, the creator's anonymity has only fueled the intrigue and allure of Bitcoin, making the story of its origin a subject of ongoing fascination. By declaring an end to their involvement, Nakamoto effectively handed over the reins of Bitcoin to its community and developers, signifying a critical transition point. This move has had lasting implications, ensuring that Bitcoin's evolution is driven by collective decision-making rather than the vision of a single individual. Today, Bitcoin stands as a testament to Nakamoto's legacy, having evolved into a major global asset with a staggering market capitalization of over $1.2 trillion. Its decentralized nature and the mystery of its creator continue to captivate the imagination of people around the world, underscoring the profound impact of Nakamoto's decision to step back. The true identity of Satoshi Nakamoto remains one of the digital age's most enduring mysteries, adding a layer of intrigue to Bitcoin's already fascinating story. In a move that's catching the eyes of many within the digital currency world, the United States Department of Justice is taking a firm stance against Tornado Cash developer Roman Storm, pushing for a trial that could have wide-reaching implications for the crypto industry. This legal battle is not just about one developer. It's a litmus test for how crypto-related activities might be regulated and scrutinized in the United States moving forward. At the heart of the dispute, the DOJ is challenging Storm's motion to dismiss criminal charges against him. Storm is accused of money laundering and operating an unlicensed money transmission service, serious allegations that put him at the center of a pivotal legal showdown. The DOJ's argument hinges on the assertion that Tornado Cash, contrary to Storm's claims, does qualify as a money-transmitting business. They point to FinCEN guidelines and allege there's evidence showing developers had control over user transactions, a crucial point of contention. The crypto community is watching closely, concerned about the broader implications of this case. Industry experts warn that a ruling against Storm could set a precedent, potentially shaping future U.S. crypto regulations in a way that could stifle innovation or impose stringent controls on crypto operations. The involvement of three pro-crypto organizations in support of the defendants underscores the case's significance, rallying the community around a cause that many see as crucial for the future of digital currencies in the U.S. This legal skirmish comes at a time when the U.S. government is ramping up its enforcement actions against crypto, signaling a period of increased regulatory scrutiny. The outcome of this trial could be a bellwether for the industry, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing debate over how, and to what extent, crypto should be regulated. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.